Good morning.
大家早安。
It's a pleasure to be with you again. I was here a few weeks ago.
这是我的荣幸，在几个礼拜之后，我再来到你们当中。
And I didn't know at all times what you were singing the last half hour.
所以你们唱歌类歌的歌词内容我不大懂。
But the spirit which I saw in each of your eyes told me that God would be pleased with what He heard.
在从你们眼睛里面，我们看到你们有从神那里来的喜悦。
In 1787, there was a young man who became concerned about the plight of unsaved people around the world.
在1787年，有个年轻人，他对于那些还没有接受福音的国家，他有很深很深的感动感触。
His denominational association was doing nothing about this problem, however.
他所属的那个差会对这个情况并没有做任何的反应跟行动。
And that year, they had a denominational meeting, and he suggested that the next year, they should talk about this problem.
在那一年，他们年会开完会以后，没有谈论这个行动，所以他提议在下次年会的时候，我们要对这个对没有福音国家传福音的事情，我们要在我们的会议里面他提出来讨论。
The theme should be, the responsibility of individuals and Christians.And churches to carry the gospel to all the nations.
他们要他们的会讨论是个人及教会对传福音给其他国家的责任。
The minister who was in charge of this meeting said, "No, we will not do this."
这个组织会议的牧师说，不行，我们不会做这个事情。
He said these words.
他是这样说的。
Sit down, young man. You are an enthusiast.When God is pleased to convert the nations, He will do it without your help or mine.
他说，年轻人，你坐下来。我告诉你，你太热心了。若神要拯救传教给那些国家，神他会做，他不需要你跟我的帮忙。
And so the young man sat down.
所以这年轻人只有乖乖地坐下来。
But that thought did not die.
但他的想法并未因此而失去这样的想法。
His name was William Carey.
这位年轻的名字叫做 William Carey.
And for the next 5 years, William Carey urged his association, his denomination, to establish a Baptist missionary society.
在接下来的几年当中，这位年轻人继续的要求他的会议来组成一个浸信会的宣教协会。
He even published a book on the topic.
为这个主题这个题目他甚至写了一本书。
Finally, after 5 years, he was invited to speak at one of the denominational meetings.
终于在五年之后他被他们这个邀请在他们的联会里面来谈论这个问题。
He preached a sermon that had 2 points.
在他的证道当中他提出了两个重点。
Expect great things from God.
第一期望由神而来的一些大事。
Attempt great things for God.
第二，为神做一些大事。
After the sermon, the minister in charge of the meeting was going to dismiss the meeting.
在他讲完这个证道以后，这组织会的牧师就要解散这个会议。
And it is said that William Carey grabbed the man by the coat.
这 William Carey 年轻人就走上去抓住那个主持会议的牧师的大衣。
He said, "Oh, sir, is nothing to be done? Is nothing to be done again?"
他说：“先生呐、啊，我们又不做什么事情吗？我们是不是又不知道做任何的事情
？”And moved by this public plea, the group decided to organize a Baptist missionary society.
因为这个他这样子的热心受到感动，所以他们决定要成立这个差传协会。
And William Carey became one of the very first foreign missionaries to India.
所以他们就任命 William Carey 是他们第一任的宣教士，把他差派到印度去。
You see, William Carey had a great view of God.
在你这里看到 William Carey 这个人对神的有一个很大的一个广大的远景，对神的工作。
He had a great view of God's desire and sovereign ability to save people.
他知道神的旨意以及神的能力来救赎人类。
He also had great expectations of the church.
他也知道神对教会有很大的期许。
And so he attempted great things for God because he expected great things from God.
他愿意为神做些大事，因为他期待着由神而来的大事要他去做。
Today we will be looking at the story of three men who had very different views of God.
今天要各位分享这样三个圣经的人物，他们对神的看见是完全的不一样。
And their view of God determined what they did for him.
他们对神的这个了解决定了他们要怎么样为神来工作。
It's a very familiar story that all of you know.
这故事你们大家都很熟悉的。
There are three human characters.
在这里面有三个人的这个角色。
There was Goliath, a giant who scoffed at God and blasphemed him.
这里有格利亚，那个嘲笑戏弄神的巨人。
There was Saul, the king who doubted God and was paralyzed with fear.
另外一个是扫罗王，他因为他的害怕，让他整个人都瘫痪了。
And David, a little shepherd boy who believed God and attempted great things for God.
第三个是大卫，那个牧羊的小男孩，他因为他期待神，有跟他做大事情，所以他为神做了很大的事情。
And the question I would like to ask as we go throughout this sermon is this.
在这个我在讲我今天正道当中，我要向你们发出一个问题
：What is your God like？
你的神是一个怎么样的神
？The question is not what your church's doctrinal statement says about God。
我这个答案不是来自我们教会对神的基要信仰的那个标准答案。
The question is not what you would write down on a test if you took a test on Bible。
也不是说当你要考试圣对圣经考试的时候那个。圣经考试问题的标准答案不是那个。
I expect that most of those answers would be correct.
我知道那个答案是对的。
But the question is not what you would put on the test, is what do you really believe about God?
我要答案不是你写回答问题的答案，而是你真正的认为你的神是一个怎么样的神。
What do your everyday actions tell you about what you believe about God?
在你每你在你圣经圣在每天所做的行为当中，怎么样来反映出你的你认为你的神是一个怎么样的神
？So with that thought in our heads, I'd like to read a rather long passage of scripture this morning.
记住刚刚讲的问题，我们来读一段很长的经文。
Sometimes we avoid the Old Testament because they have long stories.
什么时候有的时候我们会避开旧约的故事，因为那故事通常都是蛮长的。
But I don't think we can do that.
我将今天我不会这样做。
So this morning I've asked Bill if he would read 1 Samuel 17, 1 through 54.
今天要读的故事很长，是塞撒母耳记上17章1到54节，他牧师请我来读。撒母耳记上的17章，腓力士人召聚他们的军旅要来征战，聚集在属犹大的梭哥，安营在梭哥和亚西家中间的以弗大敏，扫罗和以色列人也聚集在以拉谷安营，排列队伍要与腓力士人打仗。腓力士人站在这边山上，以色列人站在那边山上，当中有谷。从腓力士营中出来一个讨战的人，名叫哥利亚，是加特人，身高六肘零一虎口，头戴铜盔，身穿铠甲，甲重5000色克勒，腿上有铜护膝，两肩中有背负铜戟，枪杆粗如织布的机轴，铁枪头重600色克勒。有一个拿盾牌的人走在他面前，格利亚对着以色列的军队站立，呼叫说：“你们出来排列队伍做什么呢？我不是腓力士人吗？你们不是扫罗的仆人吗？可以从你们中间拣选一人，使他下来到我这里来。他若能与我战斗，将我杀死。”你们就做我的仆人，我若胜了他，将他杀死，你们就做我的仆人，服侍我们。那腓力士人又说：“我今日向以色列人的军队骂阵，叫你们叫一个人叫我，你们叫一个人出来与我战斗。”扫罗以色列人众人听见腓力士人的话，这些话就甚惊惶，极其害怕。大卫是犹太人伯利恒以法他人耶西的儿子，耶西有八个儿子。当扫罗的时候，耶西已经老迈，耶西的三个大儿子跟随扫罗出征。这出征三个儿子，长子名叫以利亚，次子名叫亚比拿达，三子名叫撒玛。大卫是最小的，那三个大儿子跟随扫罗。大卫有时离开扫罗回伯利恒放他 父亲的羊。那非利士人 早晚出来站着，如此四十日。一日，耶西对他的儿子大卫说：“你拿依法烘的会子和十个饼，速速送到营里去，交给你的哥哥们，再拿着十块来饼送给他们的千夫长，且问你哥哥们好，向他们要一封信来。”扫罗与大卫的三个哥哥和以色列众人在以拉谷与非利士人打仗。大卫的早晨起来，将羊托付给一个看守的人，照着父亲的所吩咐的话，拿着食物去了，到了角众营，军兵刚出到战场，呐喊要战，以色列人和非利士人都摆列队伍，彼此相对。大卫把手带来的食物留在看守物件人的手下，跑到战场，问他哥哥们安。与他们说话的时候，那讨战的就是属加特的非利士人歌利亚，从非利士人队中出来，说以色列说的话。大卫听见了，以色列人众人看见那人就逃跑，极其害怕。以色列人彼此说：“这上来的人，你们看见了吗？他上来是要向以色列人骂阵。若有能杀他的，王必赏赐他大财，将自己的女儿给他为妻，并在以色列中免他附加纳粮当差。”大卫问站在旁边的人说：“有人杀死非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？”百姓照先生的话回答说：“有人能杀着非利士人，必如此如此待他。”大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫与他们所说的话，就向他发怒说：“你下来做什么？在旷野里那几只羊你交托给谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里恶意，你下来特要为看征战。”大卫说：“我做了什么呢？我来岂没有缘故吗？”大卫就离开他，转向别人，照先前的话而问。百姓来照先前的话回答他，有人听见大卫所说的话，就告诉扫罗，扫罗便打发人来叫他来。大卫对扫罗说：“人都不要因那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。”扫罗与大卫说：“你不能去与那非利士人战斗，因为你太年轻，他只有就是个战士。”大卫对扫罗说：“你仆人为父亲放羊，有时来狮子，有时来了熊，从群中叼一只羊羔去，我就追赶他，击打他，将羊羔从他口中救出来。他起来要害我，我就揪着他的胡子将他打死。你的仆人打死狮子和熊。”这未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一般。大卫又说：“耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。”扫罗对大卫说：“你可以去吧，耶和华必与你同在。”扫罗就把自己带的战衣给大卫穿上，又将铜盔给他戴上，又给他穿上铠甲。大卫把刀挎在战衣外，试试能不能走，因为素来没有穿惯，就对扫罗说：“我穿戴这些不能走，因为素来没有穿惯。”于是摘脱了，他手中有杖，又在溪中挑选了五块光滑石子放在袋里，就是牧人带的囊里，手中拿着摔石的机旋，就去迎那非利士人。非利士人也渐渐地迎着大卫来，拿盾牌的走在前面。非利士人观看见了大卫，就藐视他，因为他年轻，面色光红，容貌俊美。非利士人对大卫说：“你拿杖到这里来，我岂是狗呢？”非利士人就指着自己的神咒诅大卫。非利士人又对大卫说：“来吧，我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟、田野的走兽吃。”大卫对非利士人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士人军兵的尸首给天空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道耶和华中有神，又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华，他必将你们交在我们的手里。”非利士人起身迎着大卫前来，大卫急忙迎着非利士人往战场跑去。大卫用手从囊里掏出一块石子来，用机旋摔去，打中非利士人的额，石子进入 鹅肋，他就扑倒面伏于地。这样大卫用机旋摔石胜了那非利士人，打死他，大卫手中没有刀。大卫跑去站在非利士人身边，将他刀从鞘中拔出来，杀死他，割了他的头。非利士人众人看见他们逃战的勇士死了，就都逃跑。以色列人和犹太人便起身呐喊，追赶非利士人，直到加特和以格伦的城门。被杀的非利士人倒在撒拉因的路上，直到加特和以格伦。以色列人追赶到非利士人回来，就夺了他们的营盘。最后一节，大卫将那非利士人的头拿在放在耶路撒冷，却将他军装放在自己的帐篷里。
Thank you.
Thank you. That's why we don't hear so many sermons out of the Old Testament. The stories are too long.
所以我不大讲旧约的故事，因为这个十三年震荡拖了太长。
What we plan to do this morning is to look at this story from the standpoint of the three characters.
今天我要从这故事当中来看看这三个人物。
But before we do that, let's just set the table and explain what's going on here.
在我在讲述之前，我们先就来看看这故事的背景是怎么样。
The Philistines were never a superpower in the ancient Near East.
非利士并不是在从古以来并不是一个强大的国家。
But no one ever seemed to be able to conquer them.
似乎没有人可以征服他们。
They never united under a king.
他们从来没有一个王来把他们联合在一起。
They rarely even gathered an army.
他们甚至很少有说有一个正式的军队。
We're not even sure where they came from.
我们也不知道，所以也不知道非利士人到底从哪里来的。
Apparently, they came across the Mediterranean Sea and decided to settle in the western coast of Israel.
他们我们所知道，这是他们从地中海那边上来的人，住在以色列国的西边。
They didn't really have any industry. They survived by stealing from the people around them.
他们自己的也没什么工业，他们所有那个生存是去跑去抢掠别人的东西来生存。
Today, this area is known as the Gaza Strip.
今天就是这个，他们住的地方就是今天所谓的加萨走廊。
Gaza was one of the major cities of the Philistines.
是非利加萨是非利士坦人的一个重要的城市。
In fact, the name Palestinian comes from the name Philistine.
其实现在所谓的巴勒斯坦人就从非利士这个名字转过来了。
Okay. And the Israelites soon began to tire of the fact that these Philistines kept coming and stealing from them.
以色列人深深地被这个非利士人常常来骚扰他们、抢他们的东西而感到沮丧。
And so they asked God for a king to defeat them.
所以以色列人就向神要求有一个王来带领以色列人来击败这个非利士人。
They wanted a king who was a large, powerful man who could lead them into battle.
以色列人需要的一个王是高大威猛的一个人，可以带领他们去到战场跟以色列人征战。
Saul seemed just the right man.
扫罗看起来好像就是这么一个这一号的人物。
He was described as head and shoulders above the average person.
圣经也记载到扫罗的高度是高过一般人的一个头，那么高。
And so he agrees to be the king.
所以扫罗也愿意做以色列的王。
And here he gathers an army to fight the Philistines.
他们现在以色列的军队聚集了。在这故事里面讲到，准备跟以色列征战，非利士人征战。
And the two armies gathered on either side of a large valley.
那情况是两方军队在一个山谷的两边列阵。
Both sides had very good military positions, and neither one wanted to give it up.
因为他们的军事布阵的地势都很优越，所以没有一方能够很把握攻取攻赢取对方。
They didn't have artillery, they didn't have Scud missiles, they didn't have an air force.
他们没有空军，也没有炮兵，也没有这个所谓的飞毛腿的飞弹。
And so the Philistines came up with a plan.
所以非利士人看到情况就想到一个方法了。
They said, let's have a personal duel between our two champions.
让我们这两方军队各派一个人出来，来做一个个人的决斗。
The losers would agree to serve the winners.
失败那一边就要同意来做胜的那方的仆人。
And so they send out their champion, Goliath.
所以腓力士人就送出他们最好的人叫做哥利亚。
And for 40 days, twice a day, he challenged the Israelites.
哥利亚在连续40天每天两次来向以色列人挑战。
So he is the first of the three characters we want to look at this morning.
所以我们今天要看这三个人的第一号人物就是哥利亚。
Okay. He's described here as a champion. He was apparently from a family with a genetic tendency to be very large.
他是腓力士人当中的冠军人物，他的家庭都是因为遗传关系，他们家庭的人成员都很高大。
The Bible several times describes giants in this part of the land.
在旧约里面常常有提到在那个地方有很多的巨人。
Remember 400 years earlier when Israel was about to go into the land?
记得是400年，这个时候400年前吗？以色列人要准备进入迦南地。
And they decided, let's not go in right now.
之后他们说，嘿，等一等，我们最好现在不要进去。
One of the reasons they gave was that there were giants in the land.
其中一个原因就是他们发现在那个地上，在那块土地上有很多的巨人。
Perhaps these were Goliath's ancestors.
可能那些就是其中的就有哥利亚的祖先在那边。
And apparently there were still giants living here.
很清楚的，在那个地方还有很多高大的人住在那边。
We have Goliath, and later in the book, we find Goliath's brother.
我们这边讲哥利亚，在圣经当中后来提到哥利亚的弟兄。
And apparently, he was one of the largest of the giants.
说实在，哥利亚可能当时之中一个最高大的人。
It says here that his height is 6 cubits and a span.
圣经上记载到哥利亚的高度是六肘零一个虎口。
A cubit is the distance between one's elbow and the tip of his finger.
一肘长度是从你的这个肘到这个最高指尖。
A span is the distance between the thumb and the pinky when you spread your hand out.
一个虎口距离就是从大拇指到小拇指之间距离。
Now, of course, and it was the king's hand and the king's arm that was used.
当时是用王的这个尺寸来做量。
Sometimes you had a short king, sometimes you had a tall king.
当然有时国王的身材很矮小，国王身材很高大。
And now the cubit has been standardized.
现在呢，这个所以一肘这个距离已经被标准化了。
So it's 18 inches and a span is 9.
一肘是18英寸，一个虎口是9英寸。
Now we don't know completely for sure how tall he was, but if we add up the numbers, we come to 9 feet 9 inches or about 3 meters tall.
虽然我们不很知道哥利亚实在高度是怎么样，但根据这样的测量方法，他的高度大概是9英尺9英寸。
So a very, very, very large man.
是一个非常高大的巨人。
And he was also strong.
他非常的强壮。
It says that he wore armor.
这先讲到他穿的那个盔甲。
Now in those days, they rarely wore armor.
在那个时候的军队并不常穿盔甲。
It was too heavy.
因为太重了。
They had bronze and they had just started to develop iron.
在那个时候他们有铜铁也刚开始发明的铁器。
And it was very, very heavy.
不管怎么样这两种材料做的盔甲都非常非常的重。
A soldier might have a single piece of armor, perhaps a helmet or a breastplate, but never a full body armor.
有些人可能只能穿戴一样东西，譬如一个头盔啊，或者护身的盔甲，但没有办法穿整副的这个军装。
But Goliath was so strong that he could carry all of this armor.
但是哥利亚斯那么一个强壮的人，他可以戴头盔穿护身的盔甲。
And wearing armor meant that no one could shoot an arrow from a distance and kill him.
穿盔甲意思说在远距离没有人可以用弓箭来射穿他的盔甲来杀死他。
No one could throw a spear from a distance and kill him.
或者用长矛来刺死他。
If you got close enough, a sword would not penetrate the armor.
其实一个贴身近战的话，你这个手的剑也刺穿不了的盔甲。
The only way you could beat Goliath was by sheer force. You had to be bigger and stronger than him.
唯一能够击败哥利亚的人，就说那个人必须有更大力量，比他更强壮。
But there was nobody bigger and stronger than Goliath.
但是在那时候，没有一个人比哥利亚更强壮。
Okay, it's interesting. As you go through the Bible, you very rarely see a description of the characters.
其实你看圣经的时候，很少他们讲到对人的描述是那么的详细。
We don't know what Jesus looked like.
我们也不知道耶稣什么样子，对不对
？Okay. But whenever the Bible does describe someone, it's for a reason.
当圣经这样子详细的描述一个人的时候，这是有原因的。
And the reason here is to say that Goliath was invincible.
这里告诉你们就是哥利亚这件事没有办法击败他的。
No one was bigger and stronger than Goliath.
没有人比哥利亚更强壮、更高大。
But he was wrong.
但是错了。
Because there was someone who was bigger and stronger than Goliath.
的确，当是有一个人比哥利亚更高大、更强壮。
And that's God.
就是神。
Remember the point of our sermon this morning?
记得我刚刚开始问的问题吗？
What's your view of God? What is your God like?
你的神是像一个怎么样的神？
Well, Goliath didn't think much of God.
但是哥利亚并不想没有想到神是怎么样的。
And so Goliath opened his big mouth and hurled out insults.
所以当哥利亚张开嘴来吐出了一些羞辱的话语。
Three particular insults he spews out here.
他说出三样。
Well, in verse 10, it says that he cursed the Israelites.
第十节讲到他咒诅以色列人。
Now, we might think nothing of this.
我们会想到这个大概也无所谓。
But remember the promises that have been made to Israel in the Abrahamic covenant?
你记得当神跟亚伯罕立约的时候，神怎么样应许以色列人？
Genesis 12 says, I will make you a great nation, and whoever curses you, I will curse.
创世纪12章2到3节里面，神这样说，我必叫你成为大国，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
When the people go into the land of Israel in Exodus 23, God says, I will be an enemy to your enemies, I will go ahead of you, I will wipe them out.
当以色列进入迦南地的时候，在出埃及记二十三章二十二、二十三节的时候，神说：“我就向你的仇敌做仇敌，向你敌人做敌人。我的使者要在你面前面行，我必将他们剪除。”
In fact, the Old Testament is full of these kinds of promises.
在旧约里面充满了神这样子他以色列人的应许。
Once God chose His people, He promised to defend them.
当神拣选他的人民，神就会保卫他们。
So Goliath is insulting Israel, and that was a problem.
所以哥利亚最大的问题就是他羞辱了以色列人。
But let's keep going.
我们继续看，我们继续看。
Goliath not only cursed Israel, he cursed their king.
他不只是哥利亚人，不只是咒诅以色列人，也咒诅以色列的王。
In the previous chapter, we find that Samuel has just anointed David as king.
在刚刚读了这章数之前，我们看到撒母耳刚刚高立了以色列的王。
And the Holy Spirit had left Saul.
就是那个圣灵离开了扫罗。
Now, David at this point wasn't wearing a crown, but he was God's chosen man to be king.
虽然大卫的时候已经被高立成王，但他头上还没有戴着皇冠。
And yet, Goliath laughs at him.Calls him a dog with a stick.
哥利亚嘲笑大卫说：“你是只狗带了一根杖。”
So why is this a problem?
这有什么问题？
Well, take a look at what Psalm 2 says.
我们看看诗篇，第二篇圣经上怎么说。
Psalm 2 is a psalm about the kings of Israel.
诗篇第二篇是讲到有关乎以色列王的一个经文。
Why don't you go ahead and read the first six verses, if you could, of Psalm 2.
Yes, right, okay. 诗篇第二篇的第一节到第二章第一到第六节，外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？ 世上君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们，那时他要在烈怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说我已经立我的君在西安，我的圣山上。
Okay. This is a psalm that is given to all the kings of Israel.
这经文是写给历世历代每个以色列王的。
It's quoted of Jesus in the New Testament because he was the last king of Israel.
在耶稣是在以色列当中最后一个王。
But this prophecy was not just for Jesus.
这一段经文所指示的不只是耶稣。
It was for all the kings.
是应用在所有以色列的王身上。
And it says here that the kings of the nations will gather around to destroy God's anointed one.
这讲到以世上的君王，他们要聚集起来，一起商议要抵挡耶和华。
Yet God will laugh.
但神会嗤笑他们。
And he will crush the enemies of the king.
他们会神会压碎所有的敌人。
Because God has installed his king in Zion.
因为神已经在锡安的圣山上立了他们的王。
So with that psalm in the back of our heads, we realize that God is getting ready to crush Goliath.
有这个经文的记得背景，我们知道那个时候耶和华神已经准备要击败非利士人。
But not only does Goliath insult Israel, Israel's and Israel's king, he also insults Israel's God.
哥利亚做了事情，除了羞辱以色列人。羞辱以色列的王，羞辱以色列的神。
In verses 26 and 36 in 1 Samuel 17, we find that Goliath curses the God of Israel in the name of his gods.
在这26节、27节里面，我们看到哥利亚用他自己的信的假神来咒诅了耶和华神。
And what does the Bible say about this?
圣经对这个事情写的是什么呢？
Well, Leviticus 24 tells us something important.
我们看到利未记的24章里面有讲述到这些事情。
If anyone curses God, he will be held responsible.
凡咒诅神的必担当他的罪。
Anyone who blasphemes the Lord must be put to death.
那亵渎耶和华名的必被致死。
The entire assembly must stone him.
全会众总要用石头打死他。
Whether he is an Israelite or someone outside the land, anyone who blasphemes God must be put to death.
不管是寄居的，是本地人，他亵渎耶和华名的时候，必被致死。
Now, I don't want to press the details of the story too much.
我不愿意把这都讲得太清楚。
But David even has the right implement of war, right?
所以我们看大卫跟经文来讲，他有一个正确的武器。
He threw a stone at him.
他丢个石头打死了哥利亚。
So here's the first participant in the story, Goliath.
刚刚讲的就是在这个故事里面当中的第一个人物。
He had a terrible view of God.
他对神有一个很不正确的理解。
And for that reason, he paid with his life.
因为这样子，他用他的生命付上了代价。
Next, let's look at the man Saul.
第二个人物我们要看一看的是扫罗。
Saul was the acting king of Israel.
当时扫罗是以色列的实在的君王。
The people had chosen him because he was very big and powerful.
以色列人选他的原因是因为他比较高大威猛。
But once Saul sees the size of Goliath, he's reduced to paying someone to take his place.
当扫罗见到哥利亚这号人物之后，他甚至害怕，他是悬赏找些人来帮他去跟哥利亚带他替他去哥利亚打。
Now perhaps some of you are thinking right now, well, even if Saul was a pretty big guy, Goliath was way bigger.
我们知道扫罗是很高大的人，但是哥利亚比他更高大。
Goliath had 3 feet on him. Goliath was going to beat Saul in a battle.
哥利亚比扫罗高出三尺。在战场上，哥利亚没有问题，必会打击败击杀扫罗。
But if you think this, you've started thinking like Saul.
当你想到这个的时候，你的想法就跟扫罗王的想法一样了。
Saul left God out of just about every decision he made as a king.
当扫罗在以王身份要做决定的时候，他完全没有想到神。
Saul was aware of all those scriptures we just read that said that the enemies of God would be destroyed.
扫罗清楚知道我们刚刚读的经文一样，你的仇敌就是神的仇敌。
But he didn't believe it.
但是他不相信这样子。
He didn't expect great things from God.
因为他不期望有大的事情神会为他做。
And so he didn't attempt any great things for God.
所以他也不期望自己会帮去神做什么大事。
So we see first he was a coward.
所以他是一个懦夫。
He offers to pay someone to take his place.
他悬赏，让人来代替他去打仗。
And when the person who comes to offer to take his place is a teenager, he says, okay.
当他发现来愿意帮他去打仗时说，哦，是孩子。
Okay. And that's how old David was.
那时候就是大卫就是那么年轻。
He's described here as a youth.
在你讲到大卫是个青少年。
And we find elsewhere in the Old Testament that everyone over the age of 20 was qualified to fight in battle.
我们知道圣经经文讲到，当时以色列人要能够被征召去打仗的，他必须年龄超过20岁。
And so David was less than 20.
所以大卫显然是年龄是年轻过，不到20岁。
He was a young man.
他是很年轻的人。
But notice also Saul's words to David in verse 33.
在33节里面，扫罗也这样跟大卫说，
You're just a kid. You can't fight Goliath.
你只是孩子，你怎么去跟哥利亚打？
All he saw was a young man with no military experience.
扫罗看到是一个年轻的孩子，毫无作战经验。
And he said, there's no possible way.
他说，你不可能会赢。
And then finally, he says, okay, well, if you're going to go out there, I'm going to give you all of my armor.
最后他同意，他说，你去跟他打，但是我会把我自己的盔甲给你穿。
But that approach to battle was wrong.
那样子一个去作战的方法是不对的。
In Deuteronomy 17, we find all of the qualifications given for a king of Israel.
在Deuteronomy 是利未记，不是，生命记里面讲到做个王的条件资格是什么？
He wasn't to multiply horses or weapons or chariots.
王不应该为自己成立军队、马匹跟武器。
You say that doesn't seem right somehow.
我们看起来好像这种说法是不对的呀。
But the point was that you were to look to God for your assistance in battle.
因为你看到的是你怎么样去作战。
You weren't supposed to rely on all your armor.
你不应该穿戴你的盔甲。
And when David comes to volunteer to fight Goliath, Saul immediately gives David all of his armor.
所以当大卫说要去跟哥利亚打仗的时候，那个扫罗很自然就把他的所有的盔甲就让给大卫穿。
Saul was a king just like the other kings. He did not have trust in God.
所以扫罗这个王就跟那个地方的所有王一样，他对神一点都没有信心。
So Saul believes in God, but he has a very small view of God.
扫罗虽然相信神，但他对神的那个认识却是非常非常的狭小。
Which brings us then to our third character, David.
现在我们就讲到我们这个故事的第三号人物大卫。
Okay. So David here is a youth, and all of his responsibilities are reduced to bringing food to his brothers in the army.
大卫是青少年，在这个战争当中，他唯一的责任是把食物从家里面弄好，带给他的哥哥。
But he had also been anointed king in the previous chapter.
在之前16章里面，我们讲到他已经是以色列被高立的王。
And he took that responsibility very seriously.
他非常严肃地执行他这个王的一个责任。
Notice how we contrast what David does to the same circumstances that Saul feared in.
我们看一看神怎么样，大卫怎么样依靠神来对待这个情况，就是扫罗王所面对的。
He was not frightened, he was upset.
他没有害怕，但是他很为事情很以为意。
He was not happy, that Goliath for 40 days, twice a day, had insulted God.
他很以为意的事情就是说一天两次连续40天哥利亚在那边亵渎神。
And his brothers say, shh, 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 be quiet, David, don't say these kinds of things.
他哥哥说大卫啊 你收声吧 你安静下来不要谈讲这个事情。
But David would not be silenced.
但是大卫没有因此而静下来。
This giant was not going to keep doing this as long as he was king.
当我做王的时候我不会允许哥利亚这个人这样做对我的神这样做。
My systematic theology teacher back in seminary used to say something similar.
在我的神学院里面教系统神学教的时候也常常讲同样的事情给我们听。
He would tell us that most schools and most churches eventually decline.
他讲到大部分的学校跟大部分的教会最后都会慢慢的越走下坡越走越厉害。
And he said, probably in time, Detroit Baptist Seminary, where I teach today, will not be the school that it is now.
他说我也看到最后底特律神学院的情况也跟他们一样。
But then my systematic teacher would say this, but not on my watch.
但是这个教授跟着像我们说在我在位看的时候我不会允许这样的事情发生。
And this is what David was saying.
这就是大卫所讲的事情。
Israel might eventually fall away.
以色列国可能最后会慢慢的这个走下坡。
But not on my watch.
但是我做王的时候我不允许这样的事情发生。
And so David goes to the king and says, I would like to fight this man.
说大卫就走到扫罗王那边去说我要跟这个人征战。
And of course, Saul says, you're just a youth, you don't have any experience in battle.
你知道扫罗人说你一个年轻人你根本没有做战场经验。
And so David responds by telling about things that happened while he was a shepherd.
所以大卫就开始告诉王他做牧羊的人的时候一些故事。
He describes how he beat a lion and a bear in hand-to-hand combat.
他说在这个徒手搏斗的时候怎么样杀死了个狮子跟杀死了熊。
But notice that he's not boasting.
要注意到扫罗这样说不是在夸耀他自己。
He does not take credit for this.
他并不是说这是我的功劳。
He said in verse 37, the Lord delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear.
七节里面说很清楚是耶和华救我脱离了熊和狮子的爪。
And then he says, and that same God will deliver me from the paw of this giant.
他说同样的神也必救我脱离了非利士人的手。
God delivered me while I was alone in a field.
神在我单独在旷野的时候神拯救了我。
God is certainly going to deliver me if the whole world is watching.
在众目睽睽之下神也必定会救我。
And then notice David's approach to battle.
再看看神大卫怎么样去到战场。
He says, I don't want the armor.
他说我不需要穿盔甲。
And quite frankly, it was probably a fairly good decision militarily.
穿盔甲在作战来讲可能是个正确的决定。
The armor was too heavy and he could not run into battle.
这个盔甲那么重这个大卫没有办法跑去战场作战。
No, instead he goes out with his staff. His shepherd's staff.
他带的是一个牧羊人的那个杖。
And that's why Goliath says, you're coming at me with a stick.
所以哥利亚说什么你还跟我打仗带着跟牧羊的杖来跟我打仗。
But in his other hand, he had a sling.
其实手上另外拿了一个是弹弓。
I've been to Israel and I've been to a site where they have a whole bunch of these sling stones gathered.
我去过访问过看过以色列去看过那些他们用弹弓弹石头那石头。
I used to think that they were, you know, little balls about this big.
我之前有想到那个时候大概像个弹珠那么大。
But they're actually about the size of baseballs.
其实那个石头是像一个棒球的球那么大。
Okay. And so this would be slung around in some piece of cloth, until you know good speed was going.
他就用的时候是要甩那个弹弓甩手，把那个速度加快。
And then strategically let go so that the ball would fly at the target.
然后向目标这样子甩出去。
And in Judges 20, we find that there were 600 men of the tribe of Benjamin who could throw a sling stone within a hair's breadth.
在四世纪二十章也提到说，便雅悯族有提到有这个700个可以用左手甩这个弹弓的战士。
And so apparently David had a similar skill.
他们毫发不差给集中目标，大卫也有这样的技术。
But notice, he says, this is not my primary weapon.
但大卫说，这个不是我主要的武器。
My weapon is the Lord of hosts.
我的武器是我的神。
And so he goes out with a stick and a rock.
所以他出去作战，跟哥俩作战的时候带着一根杖跟一块石头。
Against a 10-foot giant.
面对一个超级就十尺高的一个巨人。
But there is an invisible piece of weaponry that David has that Goliath just can't see.
事实上大卫带了一个格利亚巨人看不见的武器。
He has the Lord of hosts.
他有全能的神跟他同在。
And this is the last and the greatest participant in this story.
所以大卫是这故事里面第三个的人物。
And we'd be making a terrible mistake to forget that God is the hero of this story.
但是不要忘记在这一场战争当中真正的英雄是神。
And quite frankly, when we tell the story of David and Goliath to our children, we should remember this.
所以当我们跟我们的孩子讲哥利亚、大卫打仗的故事的时候，不要忘记提起神。
The main character of the story is not David, it's God.
这主角不是大卫，是神。
God is the one who was ridiculed 40 days, two times a day.
神是在过他们在神在过去40天每天两次受到以非利士人的亵渎。
Even before David arrived, God was being insulted.
在大卫还没挺身而出之前，神已经被羞辱了。
God gave the promise of victory to Saul and to David.
大卫向扫罗跟大卫，神向扫罗跟大卫来应允说，你们会胜利。
God killed the lion and the bear.
神杀了那个狮子跟那只熊。
God's reputation was at stake when Goliath was insulting.
当哥利亚在这样子羞辱神的时候，神的威名受到考验。
And at the end of the story, God gets the credit for killing Goliath.
在这个故事最后。大卫把这个杀死哥利亚的功劳归给神。
And I think verse 46 is actually the climax of this story.
我相信这个四十六节是整个故事的高峰。
All the world will know that there is a God in Israel.
全世界的人都知道在以色列有神。
And when the armies of the Philistines looked down and saw Goliath's bloody head in their hand, they knew it was over.
当腓力斯人看到大卫手持的那个哥利亚的首级的时候，腓力斯人知道战争已经结束了。
And the Philistines fled.
他们开始逃跑。
And think how foolish that was. Think how foolish it was for them to flee.
想想看，他们逃跑是多么的愚蠢。
Their military position was no different than it was before.
他们的军队的阵势跟以前没有不一样。
But they realized they were not just fighting against the armies of Israel, they were fighting against God.
他们开始了解到跟他们征战的不是以色列军队，是以色列的神。
And they had no armor against God.
他们对神来讲，他们没有任何盔甲来保护他们。
And so what does, and then what, at the very end, at the last verse that you just read, what does David do with that head?
在那个经文中讲到，大卫对这个哥利亚的首级是做了什么事情？
He takes it into Jerusalem and puts it on a stick in front of the city.
他把这个首级带回到耶路撒冷，插在一个杖的棍子上面，挂在里面。
At this point, Jerusalem is not controlled by Israel.
在那个时候，耶路撒冷并没有被以色列人所掌控。
But God had promised David that this would be his capital city.
神向大卫应允，耶路撒冷是我的首都。
And so David takes this head and places it in the front of the city gates of Jerusalem and says, "You're next."
所以大卫带着这个割掉首级挂在帐上，插在这个城门口，告诉耶路撒冷人，你们是下一个。
He had a great view of God.
因为大卫对神有一个很大的很大的看见。
So as we come to the close of the sermon here, the question of the day is this. What is your God like?
我正道要快要结束了，的问题是说，你的神是一个怎么样的神？
What do you expect from God?
你对神有没有什么期待？
What are you attempting for God?
你有没有想为他做什么事情？
Perhaps you work every day in an office.
可能你每天都在办公室里面上班。
And across the room, there's another person who is an enemy of God.
在你办公室里面坐另外角落上有人，可能那个人不认识神，是神的敌人。
And in fact, perhaps he insults your God on a daily basis.
或许他在他的谈吐当中，在羞辱，每天在羞辱你的神。
How long have you been listening to that person insult your God?
你听他这样对你神的羞辱有多久了？
40 days?
40天。
400 days?
400天。
Attempt something great for God and give that person the gospel.
为神做一些大事吧，就把福音传给他。
Some of you here are young men and young women.
在座当中有些是年轻的先生，有年轻的女士。
You're deeply involved in planning your career.
你在计划你的事业。
Perhaps you're involved in one of the local universities around here.
或许你在想说你要去到哪一个大学。
Okay. And you're thinking, well, I've got my career planned out.
你会说哎呀，我正在为我未来的这个人生都做了很好的规划。
And besides, I'm just a youth.
或者说我只是年轻的孩子，青少年。
Have you considered what you intend to attempt for your God?
你有没有想过为你的神做一些事情？
And it may be something that is fairly small, something that would be involvement in this ministry.
或许有事情并不是很大，或许在教会的事工上有所服事。
God uses youth.
神用了年轻的孩子。
David was a teenager.
大卫只是一个十几岁的孩子。
Okay.Even consider giving your life over to the gospel ministry.
有没有想过把你的生命献给福音的事工？
There's a book that I have on my desk at home by a fellow man named John Piper. It's called Don't Waste Your Life.
我一本书是 John Piper 牧师写的，那书的名字说不要浪费你的生命。
It's written for people who are in their teens and 20s who are looking ahead to their whole life that they have to live.
他讲到一些十几岁、二十岁的人正在为他人生做规划的时候，他们应该考虑的事情。
And the basic thrust of the book is don't leave God entirely out of your decision making, like Paul did.
这个书的重点说，当你做决定的这人生规划的决定的时候，不要把神那一份忘记。
But perhaps some of you are older here.
在座当中可能一些比较稍微年纪大一点的。
And I ask you, what have you attempted for God?
你为神做了些什么事情？
You may say, well, you know, my life, my career is set. I'm perhaps even at retirement age. God has not chosen to do anything great through me.
你可能想说，哎呀，我这年龄慢慢快到退休的年龄了，到目前为止，神还没有要我做什么事情。Yeah.
The same man who wrote the book Don't Waste Your Wrote also what Don't Waste Your Life also wrote a second book.
写那个不要浪费生命的作者也写了第二本的书。
That book is entitled Don't Waste Your Retirement.
那书是不要，那书题目是不要浪费你的退休生活。
Because that's often the way we think, right?
常常那是我们常常想的事情，对吗？
I put my time in.
我已经尽了力了。
Now it's my time.
现在这时间是属于我的了。
I'd like to suggest that God still wants you to attempt great things for Him.
我想请你考虑知道神还期待你为他做一些大事。
Young or old,
年轻年老。
God wants you to attempt something great for Him.
神要你为他做一些大的事情。
But the question comes back to this.
但是,
what is your God like?
但是问题回来再问你了，你认为你的神是怎么样的一个神？
And the point of this story is not how puny David is.
在这边讲的不是说大卫多弱小。
And not how big Goliath is.
或者哥利亚多么的高大。
The point is how gigantic God is.
意思是说我们的神有多么的巨大。
Is he that big for you?
神对你是很大呢，巨大呢？
What great thing are you attempting for God?
你到底现在有没有想到为神做什么事情呢？
What great things are you expecting from God?
你有没有期待着神要你做些大的事情？
In short, what is your God like?
再问你一次。 你的神对你来讲是一个怎么样的神？
Let's pray.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Lord, I see in front of me a sea of men and women who are your servants.
主啊, 在我面前看到的是一群你的仆人。
And I ask that you would visit these people and give them a vision of what you are like.
主啊, 我祈求你给这些人一个意象，让他们知道你是一个怎么样的神。
What you can do through each person who is here.
让他们知道你在他们当中可以使用他们。
Lord, I ask that you would cause young people here to be convinced that there is something great that you intend for them to do.
我希望你让年轻人在当中让心里相信神，你要他们做一些事情。
Lord, I ask that they'll go out to battle with a stick and a stone if necessary in order to do your great plan for their lives.
也希望你鼓励他们像大卫一样带一根杖、一根石头去征战，为神你做大的事情。
For those here who have long been existing as Christians, Lord, I ask that you would revitalize their thinking so that they will continue to do great things for you.
说那些已经是很做基督很久的人，弟兄姊妹，求你兴旺他们，让他们出去为神你做大的事情。And
Lord, I ask that you will be pleased with what occurs in the life of this congregation.
主要我愿这样的一个团体，这样一个会众能够取悦于你。
For it's in your name that we pray.
奉您的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.